It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, David.
So, will you just remind us a bit about last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, think of a popular food item in six letters. Change the last two letters to a single K. You'll get a common five-letter word in which none of the letters are pronounced the same as in the six-letter word. What food is this? Well, the food is quiche. Change the H-E to a K and you get quick, which weirdly is pronounced completely differently.
Well, there were just 615 correct entries. This week's winner is Eli Shear Bagish. He's from Arlington, Massachusetts. Hey, congrats, Eli.
Hey, David. Great to be here.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing on and off for probably about 12 years, which is actually the majority of my life. I'm just 21. So yeah, I've been a regular listener.
Love that. What do you do when you're not playing?
Let's see. Well, I'm going into my senior year at Colby College. So when I'm not a student, I'm usually singing with my a cappella group or hanging out with my pets back home or doing other kinds of wordplay and puzzles and stuff.
Amazing. All right, Eli. You ready to play today?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Take it away, Will.
All right. Hey, Eli, I know you and I have met at the Mohawk Words Weekend a couple times, which is that annual event on words and wordplay. So now you're on the spot. Every answer today is a two-word name of a place in the U.S. or elsewhere in the world that you might visit. I'll give you rhymes for the two words. You name the places. For example, if I said right spouse, you would say White House.
Okay.
Each word will rhyme. Your first one is ski vest. I'll give you a hint, it's in Florida.
Oh, Key West.
Key West is right. Your second one is greater steak.
Crater Lake in Oregon.
Excellent. Maybe you don't even need these hints. Call sheet.
Call sheet.
And your hint is New York. Call sheet.
God, I'm blanking on this one.
Think of New York City.
Wall Street.
Wall Street is right. Now, all the rest are foreign places. And your first one of these is Rifle Power.
Eiffel Tower.
Is correct. Pig Pen.
Big Ben.
Nice. Here's your next one. Rock Cress.
Loch Ness.
Nice. Dead Air.
Fed, dead.
Your hint is Russia. What's the most famous tourist place in Moscow?
It's a geometric shape might be involved.
Square. Red square, yeah.
Yes. Red square is it. Eight ball. This one, think China.
Great Wall.
Great Wall is right. Tape Down.
Cape Town.
Yeah, you didn't need the hint. South Africa. And here's your last one. Only a small number of people have ever been here. And the phrase is fourth hole.
North Pole.
Good job.
Yeah, my kids think there's one guy who's there a lot. Great job there, Eli. How do you feel about meeting the challenge?
Relieved, I'd say.
It's a common reaction. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Eli, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WBUR 90.9.
That's Eli Shear Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Thanks, Eli, for playing the puzzle.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Think of a famous movie star, first and last names, nine letters in total, the third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and eighth letters in order, name a profession, and the star's last name is something that this profession uses. Who is the movie star and what is the profession? So again, a famous movie star, first and last names, nine letters, the third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and eighth letters in order, name a profession, and the star's last name is something that this profession uses. Who is the movie star and what profession is it?
When you have those answers, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week, Thursday, August 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we're going to give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with Puzzle Editor of the New York Times, and Puzzle Master of Weekend Edition. That's, of course, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, David.